Good luck, Charm. Got a question for me?
No.
No? You didn't write anything down during the game?
Go ahead, Mets. You're off the hook.
We've talked about your team's resolve all season long. How much did that experience in enduring games like this and situations like you did in the first, in the third, allow you to pull this one out tonight?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good point. I mean, we've talked all year about learning from different experiences and situations, and yeah, I mean, you build up that memory that it's okay if things go a little sideways and get a little adverse, and I don't think it's a shock that this team handles adversity pretty well, and we did. I mean, you get down 3-0, we had some calls and some whatever, and they just went about their business and kept playing hard, and again, we were, you know, fortunate. Catch a couple of breaks, a couple of bounces, and yeah, but we did like our resolve a lot.
There were like 7 moments in this game where you could have...
Just 7?
Where you could have faded, where you could have been devastated. Fabro just said he had a couple of heart attacks throughout the course of the game. How did you handle the ups and
downs?
How
old is Fabro?
I'm sorry?
How old is Fabro?
Not old enough to be having heart attacks.
Correct, yeah. He'll be all right.
How did you handle the...
Not so good.
The ups and the flows of this
Yeah. One? No, I mean, I guess we do the same thing, right? Ports, I mean, we try to do the same thing as we talk to the players about, is just try to stay as even keeled as you can. Sometimes we go, you know, one extreme or the other. But, yeah, I mean, we've had some teaching moments for the coaches as well, and we just try to stay as calm as we possibly can. And you know what, I'll be honest, it's easier staying calm as coaches when your team's calm. And I know a lot of times people talk about the other way, right? The coach loses his stuff and then the players lose their stuff. But if our team doesn't show any panic, then why would we as coaches?
Ryan, you talk about staying calm. Was the message to the team at the end of the first period a calm message?
I think it was a little bit of both. It was a little bit of, one, stay out of the penalty box, right? And two, there were some things that we weren't doing that we wanted to correct for sure. But yeah, I don't think that we didn't kick over any garbage cans, if that's what you mean.
Do you have a sense early that Denton Matejczuk was going to have a good game? Mm-hmm. And now you obviously moved him up at times with Berensky. Goal for your team as well?
Yeah, we just talked about that. Yeah, I mean, he's a very young hockey player that has a mature level and elevation to his game that you don't see a lot, right? So yeah, there's no question he's been real good all year basically, but as of late, but we would agree that he was exceptional here tonight.
Dean, with you guys have faced plenty of adversity this year, but also you fell behind 3 against Tampa Bay earlier this year and rallied to win. So, any similarities between that game and this one?
Oof, boy, I can't remember that. I swear, I don't. I don't honestly remember the game, but I guess to our point is that. The players probably do, right? The players probably do, probably remember the feeling. And regardless of if it's that particular game or if it's any other situation where you get down and you know, things look like they're going sideways, what else are you going to do but just stay the course and keep doing what we believe we need to do to get back in hockey games, to preserve leads in hockey games? And you know, their team did the same thing. It was going all over the place, and they handled it well as well. We get to a shootout, and, you know, it ends like that. And So both teams were very resilient here tonight.
Two more.
Dean, wild up and down game. How tough is it to leave this behind you and get ready for a game, which is less than 24 hours away?
It's just hockey courts. That's all it is, right? We're not skating tomorrow, so you can sleep in and get a nice meal. You stay in a wonderful hotel. You fly a charter and have a nap. You wake up, you puck drops, and you play hockey. It's not that hard.
That's easy.
This is the kind of game that probably wins a lot of hockey fans over, you know, back and forth, and it's fun to watch and all that. It's probably not a lot of fun to be a goaltender in a game like this. Elvis, you know, what can you say about his play, and especially in overtime and the shootouts, to kind of regather himself after, you know, giving up six?
I don't know what, like, because you guys have seen, like, prior, obviously, I have no knowledge of what happened here in the past, but I just know that he's competed his ass off for his team every night, regardless of maybe he wants a puck back or a goal back here and there. He stays in there. He competes. He battles for his team. And that's what we asked of him right from day one. He does that. We get to a shootout, and I feel very comfortable with him in a shootout, that's for sure. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
All right. And young lady.